Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali. My co-host filling in for Dave Popovich is Andrew Masson. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me again, Faisal. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I'm glad you're on this one because we've got a very special session today. Our whole show today talking about what's going on in the election with the United States, what's happening in regards to investing and how to actually look at the markets and where to position yourself for the rest of this year and going into next year. And then we're going to have a conversation about what if you're being laid off? What about those severance packages? What do you do? How do you do it? What do you need to think about when you're going through that? Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going through that bit of unfortunate situation of layoffs and severance packages.
Yeah, and these are truly important times, especially when we're looking at not only what's happening in the markets today, Faisal, but what's happening right here in Calgary and how we can help people.
That's right. So let's kind of kick it off. Very interesting week. We had a race run up for the first 4 days into the election, going after the election. Caught a bunch of people by surprise on what's going on with the market. So from your take, and we talked to our clients about this, Andrew, I think it was Thursday when we did our conference call, or we do a quarterly conference call with them, letting them know what's going on. But we kind of shared with them the thought process of what's really the market digesting. So from your perspective, what have you seen happening?
Well, I think on the overall, Faisal, the market was trying to figure out what happens if there was a blue wave originally, and then the Democrats got into power. But that power wouldn't just be the White House, but it could have been the Senate as well. And of course, all these things combined, the concern was, taxes could go up or something bad could happen. And now, of course, this week we've seen a bit of a change of the guard in what we've seen so far in election results that have given us sort of an idea that blue wave didn't really happen, but there will be a bit of a changing the guard, or it looks like that at this point in time.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of it. And there's been a whole bunch of panic leading up to it, and now we're starting to see a little bit more calmer waters. Certain areas of the market, for example, the technology, your major FANG stocks, that's Facebook, Alphabet, Apple, Netflix, Google, those types of companies that have been that were kind of hit over the last few weeks have started to rally because maybe a deadlocked House and Senate would prevent any major issues happening with these tech companies. And like you said, no big potential tax hits at this point in time with a gridlock happening in the White House.
Well, I think if anything, Faisal, it kind of gives us the best of both worlds. And what I mean by that is, yeah, okay, maybe we're not going to have, on a policy basis, higher taxes, because if you have a Republican-controlled Senate again, then the tax issue may not be an issue anymore. But on the same time, one of the big issues that the market's been facing and trying to figure out is what's stimulus going to look like, because there really hasn't been a stimulus package put out from the United States as they waited for this election. So now there's an opportunity where the market's saying, okay, we're going to get stimulus, and maybe our taxes aren't going to go up. So this is actually good for both sides of the equation.
Yeah, great point. And then you look at what came out on Friday morning, jobs reports on both sides of the border. Let's start. I'll fill in on what happened in the United States. It was a beat to the up, a surprise on the upside. More jobs were given out or were created in comparison to what they were expecting. The unemployment rate is now at 7.7%. The expectation was 7.9% unemployment rate. So the U.S. looks pretty good. On the other hand, in Canada, the numbers were not so great. We were expecting 100,000 jobs to be created in Canada for the month of October. Came out to being just shy of 84,000. And no real big movement in the unemployment rate that we can brag about in this country. And so do you think that there are going to be more concerns about lack of jobs in this country?
I am concerned about that, and that's simply because as we've seen a spike in coronavirus cases, which this market is paying attention to, that's going to affect people's abilities to go to work. So if that's the case, I know business is trying to restart, try to move forward, trying to get us in the right direction, but these cases will slow down the amount of people that are available to go there, and that might have an effect on our overall employment numbers, at least in the short term.
What also happened during the week was an interesting move in the election, a whole bunch of sub-elections, I guess you can call them, in the United States. And one of the biggest topics that was really focused on but not highlighted through the media was six states have now approved the use of recreational cannabis. And man, did we see those cannabis stocks take off. In fact, it was Governor Cuomo out of New York that said, you know, maybe we'll have cannabis legalized in the state of New York in just a matter of possibly months. And we saw just a big rally on these cannabis stocks on basic hope. What are your thoughts about cannabis and how it's going to be part of the play in the United States?
Well, I think it's part of the play. A lot of states have changed their ways. New Jersey, for example, did definitely go for that vote. And so cannabis has an opportunity to shine a little bit in the United States. We've seen some low prices on that, but it's difficult to say because I don't think everybody in the world is running off to a cannabis store tomorrow. But there's still an opportunity with a much what I would consider a much larger population and perhaps maybe a brighter light for those cannabis companies.
Yeah, you've nailed it when you said not everyone's going to be running to the store because there still is a black market out there. And in regards to this industry, not too many companies are making a healthy profit quarter over quarter or year over year. So although there was a nice run up in cannabis stocks, we haven't seen too many companies actually make a good profit where investors are looking beyond the hopes of cannabis sales, but now to the profit of cannabis sales.
Yeah, that's true. But you also have to consider the beverage makers and some of the other groups that have gotten involved with this. They believe that there's a direction or directionality for this in the future. They may have a better view or a better idea of what they think can happen in the future. And time will tell, Faisal. There's no way out of that.
Yeah, let's kind of end off before we head off to break on this one. We're seeing more and more countries, locations throughout this country and the United States going back into either a quasi-lockdown or a full lockdown. Calgary and surrounding area, the numbers are going up. Do you think we'll go through a lockdown here in our province?
I certainly hope not. I think, what Jason Kenney has told us in the past has been that he does not want to have another lockdown, but the numbers are moving up, and it is a little bit scary out there. I think people just really, really need to consider their safety and what they need to do to protect themselves as they move forward, keeping those bubbles small and making sure that their families are safe.
Absolutely. And so this might be another pushback or maybe a headwind for the market if we're going to see more and more North American and European cities and nations shutting down completely. I'm in agreement with you. I don't think governments want to do this. But they do have to protect the healthcare system and the healthcare of their citizens. So this is something absolutely we're going to see for the foreseeable future until either the vaccine has been implemented through society or we have some sort of testing program which can keep people at home versus shutting down businesses. This is going to be very, very volatile and interesting over the next, let's call it, 12 to 18 months.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't think of what's going to happen, but I know we've seen rising cases in the U.S. and Canada, but we're seeing that in Europe and Asia. But remember, they've been there before, so we're sort of watch what happens there, and then it'll most likely translate somewhere along the line here as well.
You know, with all this pandemic stuff going on, elections, the volatility, positive and negative, it's very challenging for Canadians to figure out how do you protect your portfolio, how do you profit from it, and make sure that you can receive income throughout your retirement. And we're going to have a seminar on Tuesday, November 17th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, now, coming up after the break, this whole market has a whole bunch of companies that have gone up so much, so high in value. Are they overvalued? Should you sell them? And where should you look to place your money coming up next? You're listening to 770 CHQR. And More Than Money.